www.kamikaze-radio.de, der frischen Nordfriesen-Sendung mit freundlicher Unterstützung aus Sachsen-Niede und Kundig-Ossi-Mankeleier, direkt aus der Chemiefabrik in Dresden zum Weihnachtspogo hier am 26.12. Und ich habe die Band Czosnek aus Polen im Interview. Dobry wieczór, Czosnek.
Hello, good number.
At first, I want to hear something about your persons. Please tell me your name and what you're making in a Czosnek band, and maybe what you're making outside of the band.
Oh, my name is Czisty. I play in the bass on the band, and I work in tramway firm. You know, tramway. It's a
Strassbahn.
Yeah, and in. And that's all I do in my life. Play in the band and do some work.
I'm Usate. I play drums in Czosnek. For last 20 years I run a record label in Poland called Nikt Nic Nie Wie. But this is not my job. I work as a teacher. That's my daily job.
As a DJ?
I work at school as a teacher, Schule.
Ah, teacher, okay. What specially?
I teach English and mathematics.
Wow! Okay. I don't like maths.
That's very common for the punks.
But you're the second teacher at my show. The first teacher was from iPhone I.
The vocalista. Yeah. You know, there was a compilation some years ago in States, critical pedagogy about teachers in punk bands from Scene Red, MDC, and many other bands. And in Poland some years ago we have a big protest action made by punk bands with teachers in their lineup. It was against some right-wing shithead in the government at the time. Giertych. The real nationalist guy, the tall guy who was the Minister of Education.
Oh, okay.
And it was when all the mess started, you could see that there is really a lot of punk bands where teachers play or sing.
Okay. Now we're making again with the band. Czosnek band from Poland. How long you're making this band?
Oh, I don't know. Well, about 10 years?
I think it's more than 10 years, but we played the first concert, I think, in 1998. But I'm not sure. Nobody remembers.
Yeah, there is so long, so nobody remembered it this time. Okay, I think we start about 11 years, 12, something about it. You know, we play in the home, my home, at the first. And so that started. We make the band on the ulica, jak to powiedzieć?
Yeah, there was a band, the punk band called Ulica in that was the name of the band, in Bytom, in a place where all of us lived at some time, and some of us still live in Silesia, Beuthen in German. And
this is not the class.
Huh?
This is not the class. So German name, it's not interesting.
Yeah, okay.
It's a Polish town.
Yeah. It's Silesian town, I think, in part. Yeah. Silesian.
Silesian?
Schlesien.
Okay.
At the time when Ulica stopped playing, we asked their guitarist to form a new band, and it was to be two bands at the same time, but in the end Czosnek survived, and Ulica split up at about the same time, so it was sort of the continuation, but the guys from Ulica don't play with us anymore.
You don't like play the concerts, go to the concerts to the other towns and...
Ulica or Czosnek?
Ulica. Yeah. Because the guitarist who played with us and a few years ago, he don't want go with us on the concerts, you know. So we stay with two and find the new guitarist.
And the question is, you couldn't say exactly when you're starting making a Czosnek band. I thought it was a little bit a project, jamming music, or it's concretely a project as a band.
Oh, it is a concretely project of the band, you know. Because but we want to play the old stuff, the stuff from the band Ulica, so that don't play, don't record it, you know. So we start to play some songs of the guitarist and make other hours, and so that was the start of this. No jamming, no jam.
A real band. We start
make the real band, but no, you know, not the real. Yeah, we must play, so we do the stuff, but we don't know we play anywhere it. But in the beginning, the start for the real band, I think.
And you're the only members from the beginning.
Yeah.
And how is the band formed from the people? Sorry, my English is bad.
Okay.
How you find the other guys from the band?
It was more of the evolution, because first when the first guitarist, this guy from Ulica, wanted to give up playing, so we asked another guy who was playing bass in Ulica to play guitar with us. And at that time we also had the singer, the original singer Whiskey, who was with us until 2 years ago. So it was like an evolution. And then guitarists changed again and again and again. And finally, almost 2 years ago, our singer decided to stop doing the band. And at the same time, we already tried to make some of the songs with Magda, and in fact also her twin sister. We just prepared it for the record, and somehow she helped us with some concerts that we were playing at the time when the original singer Whiskey left us. So then we asked her to stay, and we are really happy that she decided to play with us until now. So basically there was never any split up or any hard time finding people. It was just evolution and evolution and evolution until now.
You forgot about Maciek, our guitarist, because when we find him, he is real guitarist, you know. He's real guitarist, and he made some style in the band, you know. He a few years ago he do the some style, and I think it's really important in our band.
Yeah, he's the most qualified musician in the band for sure. And he changed a lot within the band. But he was one of the guitarists, but he joined as a second guitarist, and then he stayed and the others left. So I think this lineup of Czosnek is probably the final one.
Okay. You changed some musicians? Only guitarist?
Guitarist and singer.
Singer. Why are there some changes?
Because you know it's very long time, like 13 or 14 years of the band, so people change, people want to do other things in life, and not for everybody it was, you know, what they wanted to do with their free time or as well. It was, you know, Čosnek was never the main thing in life, but very important, but always a side project apart from the jobs and mm-hmm. some sort of family life and so on. So when people decided to change their life, they just changed. We never had to quarrel with anybody. There was never any serious arguments. Just people were moving out to live in other places or wanted to do other things. And then that was when we had to make a change with the lineup. But that was it.
You're only two persons now, but who are the other guys of the band?
Maciek, the guitarist, he was playing with other hardcore bands.
What's the name of them?
They were never really known apart from the city. Inborn was the one who played some concerts at the time. He also had some sort of satirical joke band when they made fake covers of hits of pop and metal music with our other guitarist at the time. That was sometimes funny, sometimes disgusting. That was a good joke for them, and you could see that they are really talented musicians doing this thing. And Magda, our current singer, she had another band before, playing more classic and a bit slower punk, which was called TNT. They managed to play some concerts in Poland, but I think they never recorded, they never put out anything on of their music. One of the concerts we played together with them, it was like their final concert and one of the first ones of Magda with us, so it was very important for her probably to make this change.
Now I want to play a song I want to play a song of Čosnek Band. What song you think it's okay?
Once again, sorry.
Is this Paul?
You should ask.
Now, after this part, I want to play a song at the radio show. And then, which song you think it's okay?
Well, let's try Vinda from our last record.
Vinda?
Vinda.
Vinda.
The lift. The lift is out of order, that's the title. Vinda nie funguje.
Elevator.
And what are the lyrics about this song?
It's sort of a joke. We, for last two records, we heard sort of collaboration from electropunk band from the same city called Herzklekot, and they were making cover versions of Čosnek songs, and you could hear them on Maras. There were two of them, and then they have some covers on their own records, and they wrote a song about how it's easy to end all the bad things in the world just pushing the button, which you can understand as being a chief and pushing a button, or being a terrorist and trying to solve something in a very quick way. And I wrote a text that's not so easy, and that there is no way to get out of the hell with the lift, and that's why the lift doesn't function.
Okay, then I'm playing the song and we're talking again.